What's up, everyone? Happy, happy Monday, and welcome to episode 2 of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tier, and I'll be serving as your wonderful host and accountability partner as you embark on this journey towards purpose. Now, I know I mentioned last week, but for any new listeners, an accountability partner is simply someone who holds you accountable and motivates you to achieve your goals. And because I know that God has given each and every one of us a divine purpose, I will do whatever is necessary. And I mean, whatever is necessary to support you, help you, guide you, give you whatever it is that you need to fulfill your purpose so that you can receive all that God has for you and truly make a lasting impact on this earth and for future generations. Now, before I even, really get into today, I want to let you know that this is very, very impromptu, like extremely impromptu. I had something completely different planned, and I guess I'll save that for next week instead of going into another or waiting another 2 weeks to post. I'll just post it next week. But I really felt like this is something that I needed to share. And this will definitely be a lot more brief than my other episodes, but I really just wanted to spend today to check in and see how you all were. I feel like there's been so much happening in the world with Russia and Ukraine, and gas prices are insane and people are getting laid off. I feel like a lot of people are in a place of transition and are looking to pivot. And then I've been seeing so many people committing suicides, and then there's unexpected deaths. And I'd be a horrible accountability partner if I didn't, just stop and check in and see how you all are doing and make sure that you all are making it a point to have these different check-ins with yourselves. I know a lot of what's happening in the world can and has taken a toll on a lot of people, even within myself. And I'll be very transparent. When I found out that Tracy Braxton died, and I don't know if you all are familiar with who she is, but she is a singer. She's a part, she's the sister of, more famous singer, Toni Braxton, and they have this show called the Braxton Family Values, and she was one of the lead characters on the show, and she ended up passing from cancer, and that caught me completely by surprise. I was just like, oh my goodness. So I was sad. I was shocked. I was honestly a little down for a moment, and it really had me thinking about just my future, just life, and the importance of living in the moment and really evaluating how it is that I'm spending my time, because I feel like we are constantly, or even myself, this is one of the areas I, struggle with. And I feel like we're constantly in a place where we're on 10, right? Like we're in constant go and produce mode. However, we oftentimes don't take those moments to really just take a step back, assess where we are, live in the present, be appreciative of where we are, celebrate our wins, and have those moments of joy. So really for today's or this week's action item, it's just simple. I really want us to just do something that brings us joy, whether that's, eating a bowl of ice cream, or for me, it'll be completely, shutting down. And on Wednesdays, watching my trashy reality TV. I'm a huge fan of Married at First Sight. So if anyone else who's listening listens to that, we can hop on a call and we could watch it, via Zoom together. So that's me. Or if it's shopping, if it's going for a walk or a hike or connect with friends and family, whatever it is, I really want you all to just take a moment to do something that brings you joy. There's a scripture that I'll reference, and it's something that God has been highlighting to me, and it's Ecclesiastes 8:15, which says, "So I commend the enjoyment of life, because there is nothing better for a person under the sun than to eat and drink and be glad. Then joy will accompany them in their toil all the days of the life God has given them under the sun." And that's, again, I think as much as we want to produce and as much as it is important to work, it's just as important to celebrate in the midst of the process. And so I know oftentimes we tend to, you know, only celebrate when we get from point A to point Z, but I think it's even just as important when we go from point A to point B. And that's all that this year's talking, that this year's focus and this podcast is going to be dealing with is progress in all aspects. Not, and progress looks can look differently. It's not just plain. It's not just when we, you know, achieve a huge goal, but it's when we make growth towards that, you know, one step, or we improve in a certain area in another way, or whatever it may be. And so I say all that to say, this week I really want us to take a step back to just enjoy yourself, like enjoy your friends, enjoy your family, enjoy your moment, really assess where you are, what how you're feeling, some of your recent wins. And I'll kind of end it with this. I think it's important for us to, in a lot of the things that's been happening around us, I know it can really cause us to be sad. I really want us to get into the habit of praying when we, you know, experience these different moments of sadness. I know there's a scripture, it's I think Philippians 4 verses 6-7, and it talks about, you know, do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests known to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And as we pray, I truly believe that God is able to really just consume us with his peace. And so I'm going to end this specific episode with, you know, a quick prayer. And so, Heavenly Father, in your precious name, God, I thank you for being a God of peace. I thank you for being a God of love, and I thank you for being a God of joy. Lord, in this certain world, or in this world that we live in today, I know that there's a lot happening, but nothing catches you by surprise. And so I pray that while you are the sovereign God and you know you're working out things on our behalf, I pray that in these moments where we're currently living in the present, that you just comfort us, you guide us and consume us with your love, with your grace, with your mercy, with your favor, and with whatever it is that we may need in order to continue getting through this season and the current circumstances and situations that we may be in. Lord, I thank you that you are our comforter, you are our helper, you are our provider, you are our defender, you are every single thing that we need in order to succeed and do well and flourish. And Lord, I know that sometimes it's hard for us to, you know, get through the day to day without thinking about some of the things that we hadn't accomplished or that we really need to work on. But I pray that you really help us focus on celebrating the wins that we've had, celebrate the fact that we are alive, celebrate the fact that you've given us a purpose and that you're proud of us and that you love us. And Holy Spirit, I just thank you in advance for what it is that you're doing in this season, in this hour. I love you. We love you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And that is all I have for you this week. Like I said, I had something completely different planned, but I really feel like this is something that is necessary or was needed for this time. And so take that moment, have some fun, join me, listen, DM me if you are going to be tuning in to Married at First Sight on Wednesday at 8 p.m. I'd love to watch it with you so we can, you know, be ridiculous together and talk about all these crazy people who chose to get married at first sight. With that being said, I love you all. I hope you all have a great rest of your week and be blessed. Peace. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot. Yesterday was my sister Ashley Eason's birthday, and she is the CEO of an amazing lifestyle brand called Affirmed Armor, which reminds you about the truth you've forgotten about yourself. And she came out with an amazing collection yesterday of a variety of different, you know, t-shirts, crop tops, sweatpants, sweatshirts, hoodies. And they all have a variety of different messages on it. But the main message yesterday, or the main form of branding, is I am evolving. And I think that is in such alignment with you know, this year being the year of tangible progress. And so I would love it if you all could support her and her business. Follow her at at Affirmed Armor. That's AffirmedArmor. And if you know you are looking to support and you may not have the funds, feel free to just shoot me a quick DM at the account partner and I'd be happy to sponsor you. Now, I can't sponsor everybody, but I can sponsor the first few people who end up reaching out. And so with that being said, go support my good sis and you will be blessed. I promise you. And peace.